Mark Sloboda is an international relations and security analyst. He believes that the Saudi air campaign on Yemen has not achieved its goals. Instead, it's helping Al-Qaeda make gains in the country.
First of all, that the attacks are going very badly. The Saudis principally have two goals in this case. First is to stop the Houthi alliance advance, and the other one is to restore their ousted puppet Hadi to power. Neither one of them have made progress on neither one of these goals, and it is impossible to see how they might achieve either one of them without a truly massive ground intervention of hundreds of thousands of troops from them and neighboring countries. And we have seen before, Saudi ground interference in Yemen has failed disastrously time and time again over the last half a century. So they are very reluctant to do this. I think they are faltering. They don't know what to do. They've tried rebranding their attacks on Yemen, calling it Hope instead of Storm. But I don't think any of that really matters on the ground. On the ground, we see two principal effects. The Houthi alliance is advancing despite the attacks, and also the opponents of both them and supposedly the ousted president, Al-Qaeda, is advancing as well. We could have a very possible result of all of this is that Al-Qaeda makes some of the greatest gains because of the Saudi attacks.